Hello, hello, hello. It's been a minute since I have been live. I am your host, Dr. Jacqueline Kabay-Harrison, your host for A Queen's Roundtable show and podcast, streaming on the one and only Realizing Your Potential television network, as well as the A Queen's Roundtable show and podcast YouTube channel. So I am really excited. So we're going to keep it short and sweet. As you can see, the topic tonight is, it's your fault. Yes, that's right. I said, it's your fault. So I'm going to be talking to you about, this will give you an idea of what I'm going to talk to you about this particular show. So I can't remember if it's Les Brown or if it's E.T., Eric Thomas, that I heard say this. But I was listening to one of their motivational talks. And let me say this. I'm paraphrasing because I don't, you know, I never remember specifically, you know, what it was. And I don't, you know, I'm not stating that this is specifically what they said, but I'm paraphrasing the idea. And the idea is individuals that are successful or whatever their standard of success is, right? They are willing to claim that, meaning, yes, I did this or I did that. I'm responsible for my success. On the other hand, when individuals are not successful by their own definition of what success is, right? When they're not successful, oftentimes people don't want to claim that. People don't want to say, I'm not where I want to be in life because, you know, because of me, or it's my fault. Okay, so that's just to give you a quick snapshot of what it is that I'm going to be discussing during this show. So I am Dr. Jacqueline Kabay-Harrison. Again, I am the host for A Queen's Roundtable show and podcast. I am also the founder of the Realizing Your Potential television network, as well as the visionary author behind Born to Lead, Awakening the Leader Within, which is an anthology that brings women together, and it allows women an opportunity to talk about their own experiences, and just in life in general, and how they themselves became leaders, or how and when they began to acknowledge themselves as leaders. Again, that's Born to Lead, Awakening the Leader Within. I am also your host for the A Queen's Roundtable Leadership Symposium, and the next one will be coming up in April. I don't have a specific date in April yet, but the next one will be April of 2025. And again, the A Queen's Roundtable show and podcast, as well as the A Queen's Roundtable Leadership Symposium, all center around personal, professional, and leadership development for influencers, coaches, consultants, educators, right? Basically individuals, business owners, like I said, entrepreneurs, individuals that want to level up, individuals that want to go to the next level in their life as well as in their business. So back on tonight's topic, it's your fault. So the reason this is important to discuss is, again, to draw that distinction between individuals who are willing to accept responsibility for basically what's going on in their life and what's not going on in their life, okay? Again, there's typically a willingness or an acceptance, right? When individuals have, you know, achieved what they wanted to achieve in their lives. Like I said, not necessarily someone else defining what's successful for you, but you yourself, if you yourself feel that you're successful, oftentimes people are more willing to say, yeah, I did that, or I did this, I did that, or it was hard work, dedication, so on and so forth, right? But when it comes to an individual not being where they want to be in their lives, it's more challenging, or I find it more often people find it challenging, right, to accept that or to actually stand up and say, you know what, it's my fault. However, people tend to want to blame it on their spouses or, I don't know, their children. You know, maybe I had children at an early age, so I wasn't able to, you know, do this, this, and this. Or my life didn't pan out, you know, like this. Or I didn't walk this straight and narrow path because this, this, and this. I lost my job in 2005. Or, you know, I'm a widower. You know, I lost my husband in, I don't know, 2015. You know, and there are different, let's just keep it real. There are different excuses that people often use to explain why they are not where they want to be in their lives. Now, again, I'm not talking about someone else looking in or on the outside looking in saying whether or not that person is successful. I'm talking about that particular individual and however they define success, because everyone defines success differently. Okay. So keep that in mind, whatever you define as successful for your life, right? I find that people find it more difficult to accept responsibility when things have not quite panned out the way that they wanted them to in their lives. And let's face it, when you get over 35, over 40, right? You've lived maybe almost half of your life. Right? Maybe almost half of your life, obviously depending on, you know, your actual life expectancy, right? But the bottom line is different things have happened to us. Like I said, we've suffered losses. You know, I lost my dad in 2023. I lost my mom in 2006. I lost my brother in 2002, right? You know, and different things come up and it's easy to point the finger. It's easy to look outside of yourself and say, I didn't get my undergraduate degree, or I didn't go back and get my business or my graduate degree because I had a kid when I was 35, right? Or because I lost my job and then everything, you know, I was scrambling and I didn't have time to get back into school, right? So it's easy to look on the outside or to point at all those different external factors, right? You all know I always have to have something to sip. As my throat gets so dry. So it's easy to point at those external factors and say, it's because of this, or it's because of my bad marriage. It's because of my mother. It's because of my father. It's because of this, this, and this, and this, right? And it's for all of these reasons that I am not where I want to be in my sweet spot, or I don't consider myself to be successful, or I didn't achieve the goals that I wanted to achieve. That's a better way to say it. Let's say that I didn't achieve the goals that I really originally set for myself because of these outside external factors. Now, keep in mind, I'm not saying that those outside external factors don't play a role, right, in basically how things pan out or the different decisions that we make in our lives. I'm not saying that. However, what I am saying is that when it comes to really narrowing in on what it is you want to achieve and whatever your goals and dreams are, you have to take responsibility for that. Hence, it's your fault. You have to take onus of that. Because if you don't, if you're saying it is because of these outside factors that have caused you not to achieve your goals, right? Then that is giving the responsibility to an outside force, external circumstances. External circumstances, we really, you know, we can't necessarily control those. You know, you can't control your husband passing or your mom passing or losing a job, right? Those external forces that, yes, they impact what you do and how things pan out and decisions you make. And you can't control those external factors. But when you rely on or point at or hold responsible, allow these external forces, right, to control what you do or what you don't do or what you achieve or what you don't achieve, then at that point, those external factors are the ones that are responsible for what you achieve or don't achieve in your life. if whether or not you achieve whatever goals that you set for, that you actually set for yourself, right? And if those external factors, meaning outside of you, are the ones that are responsible, then that also means that they are responsible for you being successful and achieving the goals that you set for yourself, or they're responsible for you not achieving those goals. Either they're responsible for you achieving those goals, or they're responsible for you not achieving those goals, right? But here is where the problem lies. When it is external, when you depend on or rely on an outside force, whatever it may be, when you rely on an outside force in order to achieve your goals, that takes you out of the driver's seat, right? And when we talk about self-awareness, we talk about self-confidence, we talk about actually fulfilling your destiny, right? Manifesting whatever dreams or goals you have, you have to take control of that. You have to be in the driver's seat of that. That's what empowerment is all about. It's about that shift. And when you are actually pointing at external factors for a reason as to why you did or did not achieve a particular goal, right? You're pointing at out external factors. That means that those external factors are responsible. You're putting them in the driver's seat. And they may decide to drive down that path of you achieving your goals, or they may decide to go the total opposite way, which is far away from your goals, right? From you achieving your goals. Because you've at that point handed over all the responsibility to outside forces. So the whole idea and the empowerment piece is you taking control of it, you sitting in that driver's seat, you grabbing that steering wheel, right? And how this plays into self-confidence is that the more you take control, the more you take that accountability, is so the more you take control, the more accountability you take in your life and everything that happens in your life, achieving your goals and your dreams, right? Creating an action plan and actually working that action plan. When you sit in that driver's seat and you put yourself in control, right? You are then accepting responsibility for it, which means you have the power to change it. Ultimately, you have the power to change whatever your situation or your circumstance is. Now, not to say that you aren't going to have obstacles, not to say that, how they say, Murphy's Law, or that you may not run into, like I said, you know, you may take a few steps forward and a few steps backwards. There's always going to be external factors. Again, I'm not saying that those external factors do not play a role and that they are fake or that they don't exist. I'm not saying that. But when you take that responsibility, right, you then sit in that driver's seat and you make your plan and you steer your way through all of these obstacle courses to get to your goal, right? So that way, when you take ownership of it, right? You take ownership, you take responsibility, you hold yourself accountable. And when those obstacles hit, you also hold yourself accountable for maneuvering through those obstacles and going through that obstacle course, reaching out, getting the help that you need, doing the extra research. Sometimes we may have to veer a little bit off before we get back on that path, right? Sometimes we may have to just chill for a minute. We may have to just go somewhere, sit down and regroup, only to turn around, develop another plan and get back out there or get back behind that driver's seat and keep going. So that's what I mean when I say it's your fault. Don't just accept when things are not as you want them to be, when you have not achieved your goals. Yes, that's your fault, as well as when you do achieve your goals. Keep that responsibility on you. That's that holding yourself accountable. When you hold yourself accountable and accept responsibility, You are in the driver's seat. You are making the decisions to manifest or not manifest whatever your goals and dreams are. So just accept it. Wherever you are in life right now, whatever you have, whatever you do not have, in some form or fashion, that is your doing. By what you've done, what you have not done, by action, by inaction, by maybe not setting the appropriate boundaries, not being consistent, not taking accountability, right? Not going that extra mile, not giving 120%, right? Procrastinating, all of those different types of obstacles that come into play that stop us from achieving our, you know, whatever goals we set for ourselves. I don't care what the goal is, right? And until you take accountability, meaning take responsibility for it, you are always going to be relying on some form of external, some external force, if you will, whether it's, you know, another person, or whether it's just a situation, or if you just feel like it's just luck, maybe you're just waiting on, I don't know, a string of good luck. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. You know, somebody going to take a magic wand and decide that, you know, 2025 is your year, right? Yeah, 2025 will be your year to accomplish whatever you want to accomplish or whatever you set for yourself, but you got to put that action behind it. And in order to put that action behind it, you got to take accountability for it. You got to take responsibility for it. And when you become responsible for everything that is going on, everything that is going on or that's happening, and everything that is not happening, because a lot of people think that too, you also have to look at the inaction part. People achieve or don't achieve goals based on their actions. And remember, you can. An action can be actually taking action or not taking action or procrastinating. Because when we procrastinate, what happens? At that point, oftentimes we're left with whatever, you know, someone is willing to give us, or the leftovers, whatever the case, right? You have decreased your chances of actually having the situation turn out the way you want it to, right? Because you're basically going to be left with the scraps if you don't make a decision. So keep that in mind. Whenever you don't make a decision, that's making a decision as well. You're either going to make a decision to take action, or you're going to make a decision not to take action, or just procrastinate and end up not taking action, right? Which in essence is an action, if that makes sense. So it's your fault. Whatever is happening in your life. Yes, I did just break out in the song. I got a terrible voice, right? I guess I better stick to the dancing. I'm not a singer. I don't know what made me feel moved right then just to start singing, but it's your fault. Whatever's going on in your life right now, what you have allowed to go on or have not allowed to go on or procrastinated on, it is your fault. And until you accept that and take that responsibility, right? You are not going to be able to achieve what you want to achieve. You're not going to be able to operate at your full capacity. Your true greatness, right? Walking in your ultimate purpose. You do that by taking responsibility. Taking responsibility, and if you need to be healed, if you've been wounded, which we all have, taking responsibility to heal yourself, taking responsibility to become whole, or to work on it, to work on healing, to work on becoming whole, to work on true understanding of who you are, what being able to understand yourself and being able to truly walk in your authentic self with no apologies about that. All of that is a piece of the puzzle. Once you begin to know yourself and know who you are, you begin to take that quiet time, or give yourself quiet time and quiet time, quality time to do that soul searching, to really truly find out who you are and what you want and what is truly going to make you happy. Healing yourself, not running away from yourself, right? Being okay with being by yourself and being your own source of company. Not to say you can't go out and socialize with other people. Of course not. But to be just as comfortable by yourself and with your own company as you are with others, to be able to look into yourself, to really figure out what it is that you want and laying out your action plan. And in order to do that, you have to take accountability. You have to take that responsibility. And when you begin to increase, and it's kind of, it's reciprocal. When you begin to increase your self-confidence and your self-esteem, you will begin to get better at that. You will do it automatically. You will know who you are, operating your authentic self, right? Know truly what will make you happy and what sort of goals and dreams and different things you want to manifest in your life. And then believe that you can manifest it in your life, that you can achieve whatever dream, goal, desire that you have, that you can achieve it. And you believe in yourself. You believe it's possible. You believe you deserve it, right? And definitely last but not least, understanding that you not only deserve it and that you believe in yourself, but that it is your responsibility to do what you need to do in order to get from point A to point B to point C to point D and whatever, you know, whatever that long-term goal is. But you can do it. But remember, you have to take ownership. You have to take accountability and make sure that it happens. And it will, as long as you don't give up and you take consistent, intentional action. Consistent, intentional action. And you can only do that when you take accountability. Being responsible for your situation and your circumstances. All right. So thank you again. And if you are interested in being a guest on the Eight Queens Roundtable show, definitely send me an email at realizingyourpotential.com. The number is 123@gmail.com, or on the Realizing Your Potential TV app, you can go to the contact form on there and submit your question, or, you know, just state that you are interested in talking further about being a guest on the show. There are two options to be a guest on the show. One is the Queen's Spotlight, which is just that, is spotlighting individuals in all of their glory. You have an opportunity to tell your story, to talk about your business, who you serve and how you serve, your why behind your business. Also an opportunity to let the audience know about any upcoming events that you have, you know, virtual events, in-person events, if you have a book coming out, whatever the case is, whatever you want the audience to know, you know, whatever you want to get more exposure on, like in terms of spotlighting your business and or, you know, spotlighting a particular event. And the Born to Lead docuseries, which is specifically, it again allows women to talk about their leadership style. It allows individual to talk about how they came into knowing that they are an actual leader, you know, how they basically their leadership journey. So the Born to Lead docuseries gives women an opportunity. I don't know why I keep stumbling over that word, an opportunity to talk about their leadership journey. So that is the Born to Lead docuseries. All right. So thank you so much. And until next time, take care. And remember, every day is a new day to work towards becoming a better version of yourself.